So I am just on the BJJ Fanatics website, and what's amazing is now we've already talked about Gravity is Your Friend, but there are two other instructionals that you might want to talk about.
Recently, I had the opportunity to work with BJJ Fanatics guy, and now we have three instructionals out there. We have Escapes Engineered for guys over 40. If you're 40 or more, hey, dig into it. Gravity is Your Friend, Sit Up Sweeps, been there for some time and is really, really getting a lot of attention. And then we have the Smash the Knee Folding Pass. Now, that's one of my favorites. So if you haven't looked at them, take a look. BJJFanatics.com.
Hey, I'm wondering, do you have a place where we could go to ask all those questions that always come up in jiu-jitsu?
You are lucky. You are very, very lucky. Ask a Black Belt on all podcast platforms, plus our YouTube channel. What I do is essentially I collect questions that you might have and the questions that I've had for all this time being on the mat and record them as a short individual episodes, about 3-4 minutes long. And just put them out there several times a week. So make sure you go, you follow, and tune in.
Yeah, absolutely. Check it out. Subscribe, download, all that stuff, and get those answers to the questions you've always wanted to ask.
Welcome. Raw Radio.
And we're live.
Here we go.
Here we go again.
That's my line. Here we go again.
Oh.
So get your own line.
You stole, you took over the show with Drew and started doing my part of my job. So there's
times in the podcast where you kind of you put your hand over the mic, which I'll mimic so people can hear me. But you put your hand over the mic, and you kind of look over, and it's like, okay, is he lost? Does he not know what's coming next? And it had already been an hour and 10 minutes or so. So I was like, so Drew, where can people find you? Which yes is usually your thing, but sometimes people space out
without you.
Brain farts.
Without you, this show would crumble.
I'm not the one who forgot to hit the record button on more than one occasion. So,
are you finding when you would let it go? That was literally over a year ago.
So what?
Oh, you're ridiculous.
I am, but that's all right. So
let's pivot on this.
Let's pivot this to what we're supposed to be talking about. So talk about pivot, man. If you don't know Drew's story, check it out. But he's one of those people that 2020 was a little harder on than others. And he had to make some major life decisions, and boy, did he make them. And he is now living a life that is completely different than the one he had previous to it. So, or a lifestyle. I'll say it that way because he's still with his family. He's got his kids, his wife, but his lifestyle certainly has changed.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, listen to the show to hear the whole story and how pandemic forced him to make some very tough decisions, including getting rid of his house, the academy, and how he lives right now, how he's teaching jiu-jitsu. I mean, I don't know if there is a bigger change in one's life than what he has chosen, because this was his choice. This is not he was forced into it. Well, I guess that's a part of this conversation, right? Because many people would look at this.
He wasn't forced into the choice he made, but he was forced into making a choice. He had to do something.
Right, but a lot of people would take a situation like this and they said, I don't have a choice. This is what I have to do. Versus Drew is looking at this as there's options in front of me, and this is a logical choice that I make based on the circumstances that I find myself in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? I think that's that. And if you, when you listen to the episode and you hear, I think, how he looks at life and things, you'll understand why that was his take on it. Why, instead of saying, I don't have a choice, he had, okay, I have choices and I'm going to make the best one And he gives a lot of credit to his
wife. So how do you look at life from that perspective? Do you say, I don't have a choice and I'm forced into this position? Or I do have choices, but this is the choice that I'm making?
I have to make a choice. And then you weigh your options, because you always have options, I think. You know, and we talked a little bit about owning your response to things. The way I would look at it is, I haven't been put in the situation he was, but I look at things like, okay, a decision has to be made.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's go through these things to see which one is probably the best one for us,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then you make your decision and you go for it. He went all in on something that I think, you know, a lot of people wouldn't. But he definitely, made a decision to uproot him and his family and go on this journey that's been over a year now, or almost, yeah, over a year, I think. Right. And,
a year and a half. Yeah. Yeah.
And, it's definitely not an option that I think most people would choose. So what do you do when you're forced into a situation or you're backed into a corner? Do you retreat? Do you fight back? Or do you do things logically and with forethought to make the best decision for you and those around you?
Well, how you deal with the situation?
I think I just said I see what's out in front of me and I make the choice that I think is most beneficial for me and my family, right? I ask for input.
But what do you take under consideration? Right, there's layers to all this, right?
Yeah,
so
sure.
Depending on the complexity of the situation, but do you look at the outcome? Do you look at the effort involved in what needs to get done? Do you look at the risk? Do you look at the reward?
Yeah, I think.
Look at the financial aspect of it? Like, what are the key components based on? So which you will make the decision.
Yes, so that I can only speak from experience. So mm-hmm. the decisions I've had to make are, okay, what is best for the family? Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's been it. What is best for the family? And usually what's best for a family is some sort of stability. Mm-hmm. And that looks different to different people.
Right.
So I think what looks stable to me is a roof over the head, bills getting paid, and then you have to find the happiness in what you're doing. Mm-hmm. The silver lining, maybe, is a way to look at it. So you make your decision, and then you have to work at it. You can't just,
Do you ever go back and think this was a not a smart decision, or do you look at it as things have changed and let's make another decision to continue improving?
Yeah, I think that once when I was younger, it would have been like, oh, I screwed up, or boy, this was the wrong decision, or this isn't right for me. I think you're younger, you can have those circumstances happen where you're like, okay, but so I'll just move on. No big deal. You know, I'm 23, I'm 27, I had kids later. So even when I'm 33, it was like, no big deal. But then, late 30s, 40, it was like, okay, now other people are involved. So these decisions are impactful to others. So I have to weigh their consideration into it too. Their lives are now part of my decision making.
Stop moving your microphone.
I'm pretending to be you today. I asked your questions earlier in the other podcast, and now I'm going to move my mic around and stuff. Now where I'm at, I think I look a little more long-term. And also happiness has got a lot to do with it, because, it's like one of those things where if you're not taking care of yourself, how can you take care of those around you? So I that plays a lot into it too.
So let's talk about the pivot for a moment. How do you define a pivot? What does that mean? A lot of people, Drew was talking about that. And you this is a crappy spot, blah, blah, blah. We're in a tough bind. You need to pivot. You need to pivot and make a change. You need to pivot off of this, right? So you got to, how do you define a pivot? What does that mean? If somebody tells you need to pivot, or you're thinking to yourself, I need to pivot, what does that mean?
Circumstances that are out of your control are forcing you to make a change. So that's the pivot. Now, those circumstances could be wide ranging. It could be anything from, you know, work related. Are you going to take a promotion? Are you not going to take that promotion? Or in drastic circumstances, I lost my business. I'm going to lose my home. You know, which those are huge. And, you know, like Drew said, that kind of pivot is being dropped off, you know, flown somewhere and dropped off in the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. And then somebody says, okay, you know, pivot. Like it's no big deal.
Stop pedaling.
Yeah.
Towards the shore.
Right. You don't even know where the shore is. You don't know which direction to even go in. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, there's all these different levels of,
so have you
circumstances,
have you right? found yourself in the past in a situation where you had to, that you would define that you had to pivot?
No, nothing huge, nothing that didn't, you know, if things didn't work out, there was always another option. There was always something to fall back on or, you know, or things that, you know, I didn't have a mortgage. Okay, well, you know, if I lose this job, it's going to suck and I can find another job to just pay the rent to get by mm-hmm. until, you know, whatever I'm looking for is there.
Yeah.
But, you know, so no, as an adult, as a father, you know, a homeowner, I haven't had to yet. Nothing's been bad, you know.
Where that's I've good, I suppose.
It's great, you know. And I often think about whenever I'm in my own head a little too long and I'm like, man, this sucks or blah, blah. You know, I start bitching and moaning about stuff. It's time to take a step back and say, look how bad other people have had it. You mm-hmm. know, stop feeling sorry for yourself, that type of stuff. But to get back to pivoting, no, I haven't had to make any of those huge decisions.
Do you think that that is good or do you think that's bad with a consideration that those pivot points are learning curves?
I think I've been fortunate enough to be able to reflect on things to a point where, like, if this happens, if those things happen, to be able to navigate it. I think I've been given the tools, whether it's how I was brought up or tools that I found on my own or, you know, bring it to the mat, you know, the how jiu-jitsu helps you figure out life's problems. Mm-hmm. You know, if you can struggle and grind through that, you can do a lot of things that you didn't know you were capable of. So I think I would be okay, you know, short of losing those people that are so close to me, my kids and Margaret. Short of that, I think that, yeah, I could probably get through just about anything, you know. I don't want to even think about that other stuff. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, I lose my job, I'll get another one. I lose, don't take that into consideration. But if I, you know.
I was about to say.
I'll figure it out. You know, those are the things that you, those things, I honestly think that people put too much, they don't believe in themselves enough to say, when something that, like that happens, all right, I can move on from this. I can figure something else out. I don't want to use that cliche, pull yourself up by your bootstraps. I think that's bullshit.
I never heard that before.
You've never heard that before? No. Yeah, and it's also people use it wrong. So we won't get into that. I'll talk to you about it later. But it's impossible to pull yourself up by your bootstraps. But, so, you know, you can navigate these things. You can do it. You can find it within yourself. Now, that being said, I had a loving parent. I had good teachers. I had good relationships. You know, I had a starting off point that a lot of people don't have. So I only look at myself when I say those things.
Yeah.
I don't project that onto anybody else because I haven't walked in their shoes. And the things that they've been through leading up to whatever this pivot that they have to make has been so different than me and mm-hmm. could have been so much worse that they haven't developed the tools yet to get through it.
Do you think every situation could have, or does every situation has does every situation have the pivot point in which you can change the direction? Or there are some situations that you just can't pivot off of?
I think that every situation has one. The situation may be out of your control. The things happening around you are out of your control.
Mm-hmm.
But you can, and we've talked about this a lot, you can control how you respond to it. And I think that is your pivot. How am I going to respond to this? What am I going to do going forward? Or doing nothing at all, just sitting at home and, you know, you don't make any decision. That's still a decision in a way.
No, not in a way. It is a decision.
I lost my train of thought, but yeah, everybody is capable of it at some point once they're given the tools to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree. Look at you guys. This episode was brought to you by Gary Pond and his wisdom.
Yeah. don't listen to a thing I say. Find it out for yourself. But I do think that, you know.
I think the big message behind this conversation and episode with Drew is the fact that every situation, despite of the how severe it is, really has a point of decision. Every situation has a point of decision. And us acknowledging that, acknowledging the fact of what the situation is, because a lot of people will ignore.
Yeah.
A lot of people will say, you know, there's nothing I can do. They throw their hands up in the air and, you know, whatever. They do whatever they do.
Yeah, they lose things.
They move on. They go into, you know, anxiety, panic, and all the other things. And I know those are hard positions to be in, but every situation has a point of decision that we can always, and not making a decision is still a decision. Ignoring a situation is still a decision, right? So I think it is important to think about it from that perspective. There is always a point in which we can make a decision to better the better our response, or Well, I suppose we can always ignore it and be making that decision as well.
Right.
Right.
But then you have the third choice of making it worse.
Well, making it worse, right.
And I think, you know, most people know when they're making things worse. You're aware of it.
I think a big point in my mind, I guess I'm reflecting on it at this point. I think often we don't want to take responsibility for the situation. We say, this is out of my control. There's nothing I can do. Mm-hmm. And we're done. Instead of saying, this is out of my control, it's still my problem.
Yeah.
I'm still in the middle of this.
Yeah.
How are we going to fix it? What are we going to do? This sucks. This will suck for a very long time. Still, how am I going to respond to it? What is my next step? Where am I going to take this from this point forward? A lot of people don't do that.
I think it's because it's hard. It's looming. That's a huge thing to have to deal with when it's a major life-changing event. And it's easier to make the other decision of just, you know, doing nothing and letting things kind of fall into place. So
if you have not a chance to listen to Drew's episode, please do. Tune in and figure it out, or listen to a great story of somebody who not only lost their job, lost the academy, lost their house, and pivoted this whole thing as a decision to live on the road, to have a productive life. And so he claims that now he's happier than he's ever been.
Yeah. And he didn't stop working, though.
He didn't stop working. Like, this is not going homeless. Yeah. He actually is, based on what he's saying, that he's happier and more successful being on the road, living in a trailer, and doing jiu-jitsu. How he does jiu-jitsu? Well, you got to tune in.
check it out. Drew's got a great, inspiring story. Anybody who thinks that they've had it rough over the past couple of years, he has too, so maybe you can find some inspiration in it.
Later, Gary.
All right. Peace.
Later.
Thank you for listening to Raw Radio. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to leave us a review and help us make the show even more amazing. For future episodes, check out our website and follow us on all major podcast platforms. Take care.